This week on Inside the Cleveland Browns, training camp is here.
Meet skills development coach, Taekwondo Grandmaster Joe Kim.
I've been molding my craft for a long time in the National Football League, and the skill development side of it has evolved, and it was tough, you know, because I was the karate guy, you know, coming in for the football world.
And take a tour of the upgraded Browns training facilities.
Follow along, me and Gary, about to show you these new facilities. Let's go get it.
Irving, Campbell, Peyton, Kirksey, all coming up next. What's up, Dog Pound? Good morning. Welcome to an all-new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox, joined by Sarah Carnes, as always. Sarah, can you believe it? It's been a roller coaster, of course, this offseason, but training camp, it's finally here.
I know, I can't believe it. And right now, the Browns have 90 players, the maximum number they can have. Got to get it all the way cut down to 53 by September.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. A lot of competition out there on the field. In fact, they're already underway with some of the practices, and you're going to get a firsthand look right now.
It was kind of fun for me just to have our guys be in the elements, because we have to be a football team that can play in all different type of elements, whether it's rain, snow, mud, whatever it is. You know, we have to be able to rise to the occasion and go play.
Well, it can be, it definitely can be done here at the podium, that's for sure. You know, nothing really gets done here, but out there on the field, I can do everything I came here to do on the field, and all my actions for nothing. Through what I say, can do much. You know, that's for sure. But, you know, with the support that I have here with Mr. Haslam, through the team, through the coaches, through the players here, it showed me an extreme amount of support and love. I can only do that by showing it back to them.
I think everybody's coming out here knowing that nothing's guaranteed. You got to go out and you got to put in the work and show that you can be one of the 53 guys that can make this team.
Defense wins championships thing is like something from the 1980s. So you got to have a great offense and a great quarterback if you want to win the NFL consistently.
Just on three, one, two, three, finish!
So many different players I can't wait to see in action. Watson, Coleman, Peyton. There is no denying we have compelling young talent.
No, you named a few right there. I'll give you one. How about Ibrahim Campbell? Second-year safety, drafted out of Northwestern, played in 15 games last year, but with some of the veteran departures in the secondary, he's expected to have a much bigger impact this year. And we want to learn a little bit more about Ibrahim right now, as he's our guest in this week's Browns Blitz.
I fell in love with football when I was 10 years old. I remember my first game. I was actually playing tight end, and I scored my first touchdown. I liked the game before. That's why I started playing it, but that's when I really fell in love with it, just getting that feeling of making a play, making a big play. That's something that you're looking to do every time you step on the field now. My favorite part of practice is the scrimmage, when we get to play actual football. The individual where you're working on your technique is it's necessary, but there's nothing like playing the game. Some people might dread practice, but I actually love it, because it's just, to me, just another opportunity to play football. A coach who really impacted my life was my high school running back slash strength coach. His name's Aaron Sistrunk. He's really close. He's like one of the closest family friends we have back home. And he really showed me the value of working hard and what it actually meant to work hard early on in my football career. And I've carried that with me throughout my career, and it's been paying off.
Of course, Ibrahim was a special team standout last year. About half his tackles came covering kicks.
And did you know he is also the youngest of 11 siblings?
11?
I know. And, you know, 11 players on the field. It seems pretty perfect.
I like it.
Keep it right here, Dog Pound. We'll be right back.
Coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns, center Cam Irving on filling the role left by Alex Mack.
I mean, you can't really replace Alex Mack. It's more about coming in and creating your own identity. You try to do what you do to make your team the best team that you can possibly be.
And take a tour with Gary and Joe.
As you see, we got the big Browns logo lit up when you first walk into the locker room.
Completely different than our locker room before. I mean, I love it.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Cameron Irving has played three different positions on the offensive line, and now with center Alex Mack gone, Cam Irving's going back to center. A lot more responsibility comes with playing that position, and he's going to tell us about that right now.
The difference in last year and this year is really the fact that I've had some time to myself, as opposed to last year, you know, it was just all like, you know, on the go 24/7, you know, you were stressing about getting the playbook. You know, of course I want to learn it now because it's a new system, but I have more time to be able to myself, so I can kind of map out my own schedule of how I want to do things. Being around Coach Hunter and Coach Hudson, it's more technical, more teaching and conceptual learning. And that's how I learn best, and that's how I feel like I thrive best, what kind of systems I thrive in the most. So I'm really excited about this year. Coach Jackson's been awesome, man. He's the type of coach that you want to have at the head of your team. His mindset, his intensity, his fire, his drive, his will to win, the values, the detail, and everything that goes along with being a winner. He's taking the extra steps to make sure that we know the formula, so that we can go out and perform on Sundays.
This is our home, and we will protect this house, boys. This is our home, and we'll protect this house.
It's all been really positive so far, and we're just continuing to try to build as a team. And as an offense, and as an offensive line specifically, but just getting better within the system and being more comfortable in the system, everyone, and being able to make the calls more comfortably and becoming a better team player. You know, there are ups and downs in this game, and you just have to be a professional and overcome the adversities that you face. I mean, you can't really replace Alex Mack. And I've said that previously before. It's more about coming in and creating your own identity, taking the things that I learned from Alex in my time here while he was here, and the level of professionalism he had, and being around guys like Joe Thomas. You know, you just go into it and you try to do what you do to make your team the best team that you can possibly be. Because if I tried to go into it and be an Alex Mack, I wouldn't be a great Alex Mack, because only he can be that. I'm going to be the best Cameron Irving that I can be, and, you know, my teammates are going to help me. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to the fans being able to come out to the practices and be able to watch us. And, you know, that's always fun. Now I'm solidified into one position, so I can actually focus on one thing. And just bringing the mindset that I had in college, the winning mindset that I had, the know-how, and, you know, just continue to learn every day. Never be too big for the game, and always never get complacent. And that's the biggest thing. No matter what kind of individual success you may have, I want to always be the guy who bases my career off of what the team did, not necessarily what I did myself.
Cameron Irving played in all 16 games last year as a rookie, but he spent a lot more time this offseason working on his craft. He's dropped 8% body fat to help him state his case in fall camp. Well, another player who's expected to have a huge impact this year is linebacker Christian Kirksey. We want to learn a little bit more about him in this week's Would You Rather.
Well, that mic could be bad. That mic could be bad. Hi, I'm Christian Kirksey, and we're about to play a little game called Would You Rather. Would you rather have every meal in a smoothie form or only ever be able to have water as a drink? I have every meal in a smoothie form. That seems like that'd be pretty fun and pretty tasty. I probably have my favorite dessert, which is lemon meringue pie. And if I have that in a smoothie, I guarantee everyone will enjoy it. Would you rather go back to high school again or elementary school? I'll probably go back to high school because I had so much fun in high school. I met some of my best friends in high school. And I'm not gonna tell you everything that we did, but we had a lot of fun. So I'll definitely go right back to high school. Would you rather never be able to speak again or always have something to say every time something is on your mind? I'll probably say every time something is on my mind, I speak it, because I'm big on speaking whatever's on your mind in the first place. And it'll make the world a more honest place. If every time you think something, you gotta let it out. Well, that mic could be bad. That mic could be bad because you may say the wrong thing, but I definitely picked that one first, so. All right, thanks for playing Would You Rather. This has been a lot of fun. And the questions, they were pretty neat. And it had me thinking on my head. So it's pretty cool. Thanks for having me.
Sorry, Christian. Can't do it. Smoothies for life? Your food? Everything? Like steak? Potatoes? No. I'm good. I'll take the water. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When we return, the Adaptive Football League All-Stars got a special visit.
And it's just cool to see how they twist the rules a little and how they add their little flavor to it.
And we talked to Browns coach Grandmaster Joe Kim.
My job is to improve the fundamental skills of the football players in a combative situation.
Welcome back, Dog Pound. Well, the high stakes of the NFL sure make for some intense football, but it does sometimes sweep away the pure joy you get from playing the game yourself. Let Danny Shelton's trip to the Adaptive Football League All-Star Game remind you.
So today was our 2016 Achievement Centers for Children Adaptive Football League All-Star Game. It's an annual event that we do at the end of the season to sort of honor and recognize all the athletes. And this will be our sixth season that we've been able to provide football programs for kids with special needs.
It is such a privilege to be here and come into this facility, and we've never been in here before, so it feels very special to us. And the volunteers and the workers here, they spend so much time with these kids, and they're so loving and caring, and you can see the heart that they have for these kids, and it's very special as a parent to see that someone else loves your kid and wants to have them have this opportunity to do well, and I just love it.
It's really inspirational for him to see these people here helping. And for me as a parent, I find it very gratifying that Browns players and coaches and just other volunteers of the organization are willing to come and spend their time to be with our kids. It's very touching. And I feel like I've seen in some of the Browns members that have been here, they didn't expect how gratifying it would necessarily be to be here with these kids.
I mean, it means everything to be out here, you know, watch these kids have fun. These kids are mad athletes, man. And it's just cool to see how they twist the rules a little and how they, add their little flavor to it. Some of these kids are out here dancing and having fun. It's just like, you know, I pictured the game, you know, kids having fun. That's what I did when I was growing up. And so to see these kids doing the same thing, it's an awesome feeling.
Being able to step back and walk around today and see all the kids, all the volunteers, all the families, the Cleveland Browns drum line, Danny Shelton, Chomps, putting all of that together makes me just appreciate the work that I do, and it means everything, and it's due in part to the great partnership that we have with the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Well, it really feels like they've found a way to shape the game to include as many people as possible. Well, across the country, Jordan Payton is holding a football camp of his own at his high school where he graduated from. This camp includes an educational component. Check it out.
First and foremost, when I got drafted, the first thing I wanted to do was to give back to the community where I really, you know, started my career in high school. And, you know, so with that, we came up with the Jordan Payton Youth Camp. You know, really just show the kids that if you work hard and you dedicate yourself, that, you know, you can one day be playing, you know, get drafted and pursuing your dream also. We let like an 8-year-old come out, and he was so amped up. He was a lineman, this big kid, 8 years old, and he was competing so hard, and he wanted to go with the high schoolers. You know, he wanted to go compete against the high schoolers, and those type of things would made it so great and so enjoyable, and such a great day to get out there and see all 200 kids. And towards the end of the day, we had a little financial, you know, thing where I had Quest Investment Firm, which is based out of LA, just talk about, you know, what it is to save and what's a checking, you know, checking account and things like that, just to give a foundation for kids who are coming up. That day was, you know, along with getting drafted, is one of the greatest days of my life. So I'm just looking forward to now, you know, making an impact in Cleveland, winning here, and hopefully that'll help expand the camp. You know, I'm completely blessed to be in this spot, and to give back right away was something I really wanted to do that. And I look forward to, you know, the second annual and the third annual and just keep it going because it means a lot to that community.
Peyton was Oaks Christian High School Offensive Player of the Year in 2009, 10, and 11, and it's great to see him giving back. Another camp coming up is Brown's Moms Clinic. Moms Clinic is made to teach moms how the game is played. To learn more about how you or an interested mom you know can sign up, visit clevelandbrowns.com/community. And this year, the kids are invited too. Okay, Doug Pound, keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Grandmaster Joe Kim on applying Taekwondo to football.
My career started, you know, with Coach Belichick, which it was tough, you know, because I was the karate guy, you know, coming in for the football world.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. 2016 marks new beginnings here for the Cleveland Browns, and one of them being a 19,000 square foot expansion here in Berea.
It's pretty amazing. They've added space, they've added some new equipment, new therapy pools, and a bunch more. In fact, we're going to get a firsthand look at it right now as tight end Gary Barnage and corner Joe Hayden give you guys a tour.
Follow along, me and Gary, about to show you these new facilities. Let's go get it.
As you see, we got the big Browns logo lit up when you first walk into the locker room.
Completely different than our locker room before. I mean, I love it.
As you see, we got a little sitting area right here with a big TV, all new lockers. Everything's been redone.
Modern locker, helmet area, bunch of new gear. Got the cleats and shoes section down here. So, my little domain.
So we got a new hot tub, cold tub area with a big lap pool in there as well that we can use for treatments and training and stuff like that. So it's a nice addition and it's a lot of fun. A lot of guys have been using it. It's been great.
I haven't really seen this in any other facilities having an Olympic lap pool in their training room. So it's kind of dope. This is completely, completely different than it was before. This whole area has just been done, and this is really, really nice. And this, everybody has their own space. Everybody has their own room. You don't have to split it down the middle. It's just quarterbacks, wide receivers. Everybody has their own area to do their thing.
And then we're going to walk into the players' lounge where we got a couple guys in here enjoying the tables, waiting to get beat by me and Joe. You know, that's just normal. We have a pool table. We got a couple TVs, a bunch of sitting areas, some computers.
They did a little bit of everything. They made sure that this is a spot where we can come, chill, hang out, kind of get away, and just nobody else but the players are in here. So it's a good thing for us to have.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all joining us on this tour. Nice facilities. We can't wait to bring a winning organization into these facilities, man. So we just can't wait to, you know what I'm saying, hold it down for y'all.
Sarah, the NFL, it is so competitive, and the Browns, well, they're staying ahead of the times when it comes to rehab facilities and strength and conditioning.
Yeah, another way the Browns are staying competitive is bringing back Grandmaster Joe Kim for his third stint here in Cleveland.
Have you ever worked with a guy like Joe Kim?
No. It's a shocker. I mean, you look at the guy like, oh, he's got no moves. Next thing you know, he's whipping his hands around like, okay. I understand he's got the DBs and running backs. He may even have the kickers doing this stuff. And so it's really fun having him on the staff.
Just seeing him, he brings a lot of energy for the whole team, really. He works with all of us. But specifically with the D-line, he's a guy that's going to help us out with our pass rush.
My name is Joe Kim. I am a skill development coach with the Cleveland Browns, and I work within the high-performance program. Under the direction of Adam Beard. And my job is to improve the fundamental skills of the football players in a combative situation. I've been molding my craft for a long time in the National Football League, and the skill development side of it has evolved. And it was tough, you know, because I was the karate guy, you know, coming in for the football world. And my career started, you know, with Coach Belichick, which is a huge blessing now looking back on it, you know, and sitting all those hours with Coach Belichick and Coach Nick Saban, and Coach Jim Bates, and just learning football and understanding the grind that it takes, you know, really kind of set my mindset early as to what it takes to be successful in the National Football League. We all have a victory-minded attitude based on Coach Jackson's energy, and we all know our job. Our roles are very defined. There's no gray area. His message is very clear. He is all about winning, and that's it. You know, there's no other gray area involved in that man's vision for the Cleveland Browns, and that's just a fantastic breath of fresh air. I've always bled, you know, brown and orange, and when I was a kid growing up here in Cleveland, you know, what do we look at? You know, we're looking at the cardiac kids when I was little. You know, I'm looking at, I sat in that stadium on the drive, you know, as a fan. And when I first got hired by the Cleveland Browns, every day I'm walking in there just in total awe. Then you see your heroes from when you were just a fan, you know. You see Bernie, and I met right away Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack, Brian Brennan, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just can't believe I'm with them. And then you start to realize, hey, I'm here to help them. And for me to be back in this city, I mean, I'm still in awe, you know, like I still can't believe that I'm back with my hometown team. To be part of the culture change here with the Cleveland Browns, you know, it's just a dream come true.
So cool to have Joe Kim back here in Cleveland. Sarah, when I was with the Buffalo Bills, we brought him in as a consultant coach to work with us, the defensive backs and defensive linemen. The hand techniques, the hand-to-hand combat stuff he taught us was really, really cool.
Wow, that had to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us. You won't want to miss this Thursday at 7. We have Building the Browns, a rookie special going in-depth with all the new members on the team right here on News Channel 5.